Well, it might be the everything app for now. It's not quite the everything app for small businesses. So what is Facebook actually good at in 2023? And how can you save a whole lot more time on there this year? This is Clickstarter, the Australian digital marketing podcast. I'm Dante St. James. Facebook isn't the app it once was that got busy. This means that our business-related messages, which used to get a ton of attention, no longer get much visibility on the feed at all. So if what we're posting on our business pages isn't getting through, then should we bother posting on there at all? It all depends on what you're going to use Facebook for. If you want to go viral, I wouldn't bother with Facebook. Businesses rarely ever went viral on Facebook in 2015, let alone in 2023. So what can we do instead? Recently, I've been getting clients to view Facebook more as a website. This way, it's more of a place where someone is referred to you, has worked with you before, or is a little further down the customer journey, rather than discovering you on Facebook, which is highly unlikely unless you're paying for ads. Your customer will look at what you're posting as a form of reassurance that you're still around, you're still doing what you do, and that you're doing good work. We are so used to using Facebook as an attention-getting machine that it feels like giving up to approach Facebook in this new way. But this is the reality of organic reach on Facebook in 2023. I suggest to my clients that they post three evergreen non-date sensitive posts per week and rotate them every 13 weeks. That's a quarter of a year. That way, you'll only have to create 39 posts each year. That'll save you tons of time, and honestly, your reach and engagement couldn't be much worse than it is now, so you won't be having a negative effect on your business page or following. The reason I saw three posts per week is because you want one post for each stage of the customer journey, one for the awareness stage when they have no idea who you are, but they've been referred to you with an idea of what you do. You can be more attention grabbing in this kind of post. I suggest using video to highlight who you are, what you do, and who it's for. One for the consideration stage, where they are actively shopping around for suppliers of what you do, and they've been recommended you. In this post, highlight your product or service and give some real benefits and features that set you apart from others that do what you do. And one for those who are ready to buy and just need a price. This is a pretty basic post. Show what's available, how much it is, and an easy way of how to buy or book it. This formula will reduce the time spent doing your social media posts by 90%, simply because you only have to write 39 posts to last you the whole year. If you're looking to learn how to write better for social media, can't go past a free course, right? And my free course at DanteSt.James.com about the five different types of writing that you can achieve in five different weeks is free, delivered via email, and only requires one email address. I won't even spam you after that. So check it out at DanteSt.James.com. For now though, it's time to get back to work and get your small business to get known, get found, and stay known.